What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the New York Minute. I'm your host, Bergson, and today we're talking about a commuter-submitted deck list. This is something I've been wanting to do for a little while now, and I'm glad to get it started today. Our first commuter-submitted deck list comes from Roland Christie, fellow content creator over at the Resource Row. We're going to break down Morbius, the main character. We're going to talk about the deck list, and I'm going to give my thoughts at the end, what I would change, what I like, things like that. A full disclaimer before we get started. We're going into this and future commuter submitted deck lists with the mindset of, I don't want to change the general idea of the deck, but I do want it to feel as something I would play because I am actually going to build the deck and try it out for myself. So I reserve the right from now on to make changes on the lists from the community to fit my playstyle. But I will never throw out the deck idea or the main character. So the integrity of the deck itself will remain about the same. All right, let's break down Morbius real quick. Morbius at level 1 is a 1/5/5 flight. He has genius. At the start of your turn, draw a card. And he has no team affiliation. Experiment gone wrong. Level up 9. When you draw any number of cards, Morbius gains that many XP. When Morbius levels up, KO a supporting character on your side. Morbius at level 2 is now a 6/8/5. Wings, no team affiliation. He is still genius. He now has the hunger. Morbius can melee attack characters in his own front row. He's also a vampire. When Morbius KOs a defending character in melee combat and survives, put a vitality counter on him. All right, let's get to the deck list. So, for Morbius, we have 4 Wasp, 4 Ahab, oh Captain, my Captain, 4 Scarlet Witch, 3 Slapstick, 4 Jessica Jones, 2 Taskmasters, 4 Boomerang, 3 Massacre, 4 Clea, 2 Morbius as power-ups, 2 Shadow Kings, 2 Jean Grey, Baby Girl, 2 Nimrods, 2 Silver Surfers, and 2 Agamotto, the All-Seeing. Blue cards, we got 4 Fine Covers, 4 Shock to the System, 4 Super Senses, and 3 Mutant Control Acts. And the last card on the list is 1 Nullifier. In the Hound pile, we have 1 Match, 1 Danger, 1 Domino, and 1 Alpha. Let's get to the intricacies slash thoughts on how I would change the deck and how I would play it. The reason I chose this deck as the first commuter-submitted deck list on the show is it's probably the farthest removed from how I would build and how I would play. This is definitely different from how I would play Morbius. One thing to keep in mind, he has to be face-up to gain XP on his turn. So, unfortunately, we're probably looking more so towards cards like Cypher and or Supergiant to just level us up speedy. We can't afford to just sit there and block and block and block trying to level up. As far as Morbius goes, this is probably the fairest grindy deck I think I've ever seen in the game. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we need speed on our side. We need to be a vampire as soon as possible. We have a diversified top end, something that should have been adopted long, long ago, but I'm glad to see it now. Baby Girl, Nimrod, and Surfer are probably how I would end up winning the game, turning the corner as it were. You can also be playing cards like Magneto, Gilgamesh, Fing Fang Foom even. But this top end is top notch. I'm a little confused by the power up. I mean, I get why it's there, but that could have been more select 7 drops. Morlun, Power Man, things like that. Stuff that are just good no matter what. Scarlet Witch is good to see. That's one of my favorite 2 drops in the game. And so what this leads me to believe is that this deck operated as block the hate with defenders all throughout. The Clea is always going to be a 3-drop 5/5 that draws you a card. That's good. And Wasp takes care of 2 attacks. That's good if you're trying to level up. Definitely good on the play. Those are the cards that caught my eye. I'd like to take a minute to talk about what I would change in order to play. I mentioned Cypher and Supergiant earlier. I think that's where I would lean, but that would change the whole deck. So instead, I think I would be adding ramp of some form. playing this fair, honest curve out is actually really problematic against faster decks, especially when they go 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. Not to say that you can't win, but it's going to be fairly difficult. If you want to curve out, however, and you just want to play fair, honest versus a good character on each drop, no matter what, I think I would end up playing something along the lines of 8, 7, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 2, 2. And that's something I've been preaching since the start of the show. That's just statistically the best way that you can get a 1-on-1, a 2-on-2, a 3-on-3, and so on and so forth. If you want to play characters in that fashion, I definitely suggest staying to that curve. For personal changes, I would probably take out the Morbius power-ups. You don't really need that, and I would be looking for more beef in the curve. I think I would also probably try to stick a character such as Strucker or Ironheart that tie together your team. Morbius being able to block your back row, which is what this deck is trying to do anyway. Strucker and or Ironheart would make it so that you can fight back when you otherwise wouldn't be able to. I definitely recommend cards like that. And that's it for our first ever commuter deck list. Thank you, Roland Chrissy, for reaching out and sharing this with me. I will be building this later on today and giving it a try over the weekend. If you are interested in hearing my thoughts on your deck list, definitely hit me up. I will be doing something like this again in the future. That's it for now. I'm your host, Bertson. It's been the Nuke Minute. Peace.